Atlanta's inspiration station, Praise 102.5. He is actually going to be with us at Praise in the Park, James Fortune. I don't know if he's going to bring Monica. I don't know if he's going to bring Fred Hammond along with him. Let's just be real. If that was happening, we would probably be saying that. Moving right along, ladies and gentlemen, she blesses us every Monday, and today is no exception. Vida! Hallelujah. Howard with the Entertainment Report. How are you, man?
Hello. Buenos dias, señor. ¿Cómo está?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, yes, Taco, my friend. Look here. I hope everybody's having an amazing Monday. I sure am. Now, first and foremost, I'd like to clear up a story that broke this weekend. 82-year-old Catherine Jackson, mother of Michael, Janet, Tito, and Nim. She was reported missing Saturday evening. However, Catherine Jackson is not missing. She is currently in Arizona with her daughter, Rebe. According to Jermaine, she is resting up on doctor's advice. So now, unfortunately, all this is a part of what the family feels as a conspiracy, because they recently requested that the executors of Michael's will be removed and resigned from that position. So there's some weirdness going on. So just pray for that family. She's 82.
Yeah, and then you're missing it. I guess the thing that really stuck out to me was that she was with Rebe. I thought she was missing.
You know, Rebe. No, Rebe is. She's alive and well.
Yeah,
and knows
the
Lord too. She knows
the
Lord. Oh, did you just? Oh, I'm gonna stay focused. On a lighter note, tomorrow at 11 a.m. on ABC's The View, Kirk Franklin, Donnie McClurkin, Israel Houghton, and Marvin Sapp. Big stuff. That's right. Our fellas will be on with Barbara Walters, Whoopi Goldberg, and the crew. Now, this is pretty big, people. This is one of those, enlarge my territory, you know.
They're going to be on The View?
The View. ABC's The View.
How about that?
That's pretty big. Now, obviously, they will be talking about their upcoming The King's Men tour. Okay, now the tour kicks off in September in Phoenix. It will be right here in Atlanta on Friday, September 28th, Chastain Amphitheater. Make sure you get your tickets. They actually have some VIP meet and greet packages. They're trying to upgrade it. You know what I'm saying? Now, the other day, Donnie McClurkin was tweeting his followers, asking us what songs we'd like to hear in our city for the tour. He needed help. He said, other than Stand and We Fall Down, what do you want to hear? So, you know, I replied.
What'd you say?
So I had to put my two cents on. Okay, you asking, so I'm going to tell you. So now I think my third song request kind of got me the retweet from the King's Men Tour account, you know. Number one, I said, Speak to My Heart.
Okay.
Number two, Great Is Your Mercy.
Yes.
Number three, Off the Wall. I think, hey, a little drop of Michael Jackson is all right. You know what I'm talking about?
There you go. I mean, if you want the Kings, then why not, you know, put
King of Pop, put in there. You know, I'm just trying to help him mix it up. This is called Outreach, Radical Evangelism. I'm Vida Howard. Check out these stories, the latest episode of Ha Hallelujah, and this very entertainment report with proof of my tweet. Where? On mypraiseatl.com.
All day, Jesus. Six minutes. John P. Key and New Life. Oh, how wondrous. Let's take another look at traffic. What's going on, Monique?
Hey there, KD. Looks like we're going to run into some new delays.